Well, we've talked about Encounter Ministries before on The Morning Blend, and they work to train and disciple Catholics to demonstrate the love of God through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Encounter School of Ministries here in Portland just completed their first year of education. Joining me this morning to recap that year and fill us in on some big changes for the next year is the Portland Campus Director, Kevin Minetti. Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for joining us this morning again.
Hey, good morning, Brenda. Thanks for having me.
So you had this thought in your mind. You've been involved with Encounter Ministries for a while, and you said, I'm going to bring it right here to Portland, Oregon. And you did. And you started with a fairly large class. Tell our listeners about how the first year went.
Yeah, it was an incredible year. You know, we started kind of with this dream. We'd seen what had been happening with Encounter throughout the country and actually internationally. And of all places, it needs to be in Portland. I constantly get motivated and come back to where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more.
No doubt.
So yeah. When I think of Portland, I just think there's such an opportunity for an outpouring of grace. And we have just found that so consistent with us stepping out. God responds and God uses us. So it started with just me and a couple others who had kind of experienced this. Maybe they went through it online, or maybe they drove all the way up to Seattle. But as we gathered a group of people, we had about 40 students that came with us this year. Most of them attended the summer intensive event we had last year, and they just were blown away. They started coming to the classes, and you could see the development. There was some hesitancy of certain areas that are just like, that's a little more faith than I've had in the past. But then through the homework and through the group community of like, okay, we got to take these risks. We're going to try this prayer model. We're going to pray for somebody who has a physical condition. And we just hear the testimonies rolling in every week. We'd open it up and just say, okay, all right, who's got a testimony from doing their homework? And we would just hear some of the most incredible things. I think I had one of my students, I won't call this person out, but they had like literally like a healing every week. I was like, I don't know if this person's prayed for somebody and not seen healing. And that wasn't their history prior to the school.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was really exciting. I know seeing all the students go through it, and what was really, I'd say, rewarding for me on our second, third, and fourth quarters, we have what's called a practicum, and they get to bring in people where they get to minister in the specific quarter that they've been developing kind of the biblical history, the church teaching, and also the practical aspects of how to minister. So in the second quarter, that was on prophetic ministry. So they bring someone they knew in primarily, and they just pray and just ask the Lord what he wanted to share with them. And people were blown away. Like, you know, there's a lot of tears, a lot of good stuff. Mm. I'd say our physical healing quarter, you know, those are always the ones, I guess, that get the most attention, because when you see a miracle happen before your eyes, like, it's hard to walk away the same. But I remember when we had, it was actually, I think, one or two classes before our practicum, we led them in an activation of if they have back pain, back and hip pain. Sometimes people go to the chiropractor and they'll show them that your legs are a different length, and they'll work with them and maybe get it through a process of pulling that out. And we said, Jesus likes to fix this as well. He likes to heal this. So it seems like every event that we've had, we've seen healings of that nature. And then the last quarter was maybe so dear to my heart, as we did inner healing and freedom. So we brought people in, and they got a 2-hour session ministering to issues that may deal with unforgiveness or past hurts, and just ministering to their heart. And gosh, it was just such a sacred place. When I was walking around just as a support to our students, it was just so, like, the Lord cared so much in that space. And now I can happily say it's not just me and a couple people. Like, we've got like 40 people on fire for the Lord. And a fruit of that, I can say, even just a group of us, a group meaning like 25 of us from our campus, are going out to Ohio for the National Encounter Conference coming up in June. And so I know that to me is a sign of there's hunger. There's always more, and they're growing and developing this. So we're really happy right now.
Oh, no doubt. I can actually hear it in your voice. How exciting, how joyful it is that you've been able to bring forward this ministry right here. I think maybe even ground zero for conversions that can happen here in the Portland area. Such a wonderful opportunity for those who are going to attend. I know from firsthand account, the good deacon, well, he was out at the conference last year and had such an incredible experience. Well, he's already signed up again to go this year. And Kevin, I've really enjoyed our conversation so much, but I do want to talk about the Portland Satellite Campus that you have started here. They are through their first year, and well, there's some changes coming up for the second year. I am already coming up against my break, so can you please stay with me through the break, and we're going to continue our conversation in the next half hour. And I am back with Kevin Minetti. He is the program director of the Encounter School of Ministry here in Portland. He's joining me today to talk about this incredible opportunity that people have in the area. Drawing from the richness of our Catholic heritage, Encounter seeks to teach, equip, and activate disciples to demonstrate the love of God through the power of the Holy Spirit. Kevin is joining me today to talk a little bit about their upcoming conference and about some of the upcoming changes of the school and how you can be a part of it. Now, you talked about the national conference. Again, people are already planning, getting ready to do that June 28th and 30th. Now, for people listening, they're going, this seems so not like anything I've heard of before. Miracles and healings and through the power of the Holy Spirit, people praying over each other. You have a way for people to experience this for themselves, to come together and learn about it, get just kind of a feel and a taste and the power of the Holy Spirit working through people. Your summer intensive is coming up July 12th and 13th. Kind of let our listeners know how power-packed these 2 days are going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. You know, I actually had somebody close to me who's been involved in a lot of events. He attended last year, and his feedback to me was, Kevin, this was the most powerful Holy Spirit event in Portland in the last decade. And I was like, whoa. Like, I mean, I experienced it. There was so much happening. We saw so many healings. And if you check on our Facebook page for our campus, you'll see we got a lot of those testimonies on video, that just so many healings happening, so much transformation happening. But yeah, the summer intensive, it's really a chance for people to kind of get a taste. So it's it'll be two sessions from each of the first four quarters of the Encounter School. So the first quarter is identity and transformation. So that's really kind of grounding you in, before you do anything for the Lord, you have to receive who you are from the Lord and what he's made you for, what he's called you to, and who he is to you. And wrestling with that really renews your mind and paves the way for you to kind of partner with faith for the other things. So we always start with identity. We have to start with identity. And then the second quarter is on hearing God's voice and the prophetic gifts, that the Lord speaks to you. He says, Jesus says, you are my sheep and you hear my voice. That's a tenet of our faith. And so by hearing his voice, we receive what we need from him, but then he also speaks to us for others to help give them counsel, to help put them on a track of a better relationship with him. Then our third quarter is on power and healing, specifically physical healing. And that's where we see a lot of these exciting things happen. When Jesus gave the commission, like, heal the sick in Matthew 10, it wasn't just a, hey, if you feel like it. It was like, no, these are my commands. These are the signs of all who believe, they will heal the sick. So we really press into that, and we've been seeing a lot of fruit. And then the fourth quarter, as I mentioned, was the inner healing and freedom. And we really take people kind of through some ministering to their own heart and how they can bring that to others, especially in, I'd say, in the Pacific Northwest, where there's so many that are hurting and kind of need that. Mm-hmm. I know we borrow as part of the curriculum, there's many influences, but one of them is from Dr. Bob Schutz and the Healing the Whole Person kind of conference that we had before. And I know a lot of people attended that and they thought it was so powerful. And they're like, how can I get more? We actually study through an entire quarter of those types of things and equipping people to lead those sort of transformations on an individual level. So we're excited about the summer intensive. Somebody else that we're bringing in, she was there last year, is Dr. Carrie McMahon. And on top of our team, and we're just really excited to have her. She's such a powerhouse in the medical profession, and she sees miracles constantly, taking risks, praying with her patients. So
what a wonderful opportunity for those who are listening who want to know about Encounter Ministries, that summer intensive again coming up July 12th and 13th. If you are just tuning in, I am speaking with Kevin Minetti. He is the Portland campus director of the Encounter School of Ministry. So Kevin, this first year was amazing. You did the summer intensive last year, and from that you started this first year of students. Now they are continuing on into their second year coming up in the fall, and then you're ready to bring in a new cohort of students, and there are some big changes as to where it's going to be. Tell our listeners a little bit about what the second year is going to be like.
Yeah, so we are actually moving our location, our campus location, to Christ the King in Milwaukee. So it's really a convenient move for me because I actually work there. That's the day job, so it works really well. But as I've been kind of socializing it with the people that I'm around here at the parish, and with our pastor Monsignor John Syak, it's really in line with what Christ the King is trying to do with their mission of just bringing people into a transformative encounter with Jesus Christ, primarily through the Eucharist. And so this is just, when they've been hearing about it, just people here at the parish, they're just like, I want to know more. I want to know more. I actually had a session where on this last Tuesday where I got to share with them a little bit about what we do with Encounter. And this is what I love is as I share with them and preach a little bit of the gospel, I told them kind of what we do at Encounter. You know, I believe anytime Jesus preached the gospel, it was accompanied with signs and wonders. So after I finished the talk, I was like, you know, I believe that grace is here because we preached the gospel. Let's just pray for healing. And we had at least four people I know that were physically measurably healed in that space, just leading them in a simple prayer just at the end. Like we could say, okay, goodbye or Q&A, but instead it's just like, no, let's, you know, we talked about the faithfulness of Jesus. Let's press in, let's see what happens. And it's been amazing. So we're going to have that here and we're going to run both classes. So we're going to start together in one space. We're going to worship together. And then when it comes time for the sessions, the talks, there's a dividing wall that's soundproof. One half, year two, is going to go on one side. Year one is going to go on the other side. And then we're going to have those classes running at the same time, which is just going to make the space like super powerful. There's a lot going on in that space.
Oh, well, how wonderful to have the support of your pastor. Of course, we know, you know, how wonderful Monsignor Syak is, and we're so grateful and happy to hear how encouraging and how successful your school has been just 1 year, and now you're ready to take on a whole new cohort. So that is really fabulous, Kevin. So thanks so much for joining me today. Thanks for all of the information. We look forward to the summer intensive.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Brenda.
And again, that is Kevin Minetti. So that summer intensive coming up July 12th and 13th. And of course, that'll give you a taste of what you can expect in the upcoming year for Encounter School of Ministries. I will be sure to add a link that'll get you all the information you need to know about times, places, dates. And you're going to find those links on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app.